This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
Good morning, Macoupin County. Welcome to Mark My Words. I am Mark Duggar with the Macoupin County Farm Bureau. I'm a big believer in taking the high road. When media present inaccurate or incomplete portrayals of U.S. agriculture, my job and the job of Farm Bureau is to help them understand where they went wrong and to set the record straight. We had our work cut out for us with a recent New York Times opinion video. It was so disappointing to see a respected media outlet present a distorted picture of agriculture without so much as acknowledging that farmers play an essential role in stocking America's pantries. Farm Bureau jumped into action. We drafted a response and had a productive conversation with the decision makers there, but unfortunately, they declined to accept AFBF President Zippy Duvall's guest essay, which provides a more complete and honest picture of agriculture. What a disservice to their readers and to the disappearing tradition of honest debate. So I'll use my own platform to share a response. Before I do, I'll note that I'm intentionally omitting any reference to a link to their piece. These days, media measures success in clicks and views, and this piece simply isn't worthy of your time or their publication. It's important to set the record straight. I want to be clear about something else. People have every right to their opinions about agriculture, whether positive or negative, even the New York Times. We can take fair criticism, but every news outlet has the responsibility to provide accurate information and a balanced perspective. So, here's the rest of the story. American agriculture leads the world in climate-smart farming, making up just 10% of greenhouse gas emissions, much lower than transportation, electricity generation, and industry. It's not by chance that America has made progress quicker than her international counterparts. Through public and private partnerships and investments in innovative technologies, America's farmers and ranchers have been able to reduce per-unit emissions of livestock over the past 30 years by 8 to 26%, depending on the species. We are able to grow more food using fewer resources than ever before. Advances have been made in carbon sequestration as well. 140 million acres are enrolled in voluntary conservation programs. To put that in perspective, there are more privately owned acres reserved for conservation than the size of California and New York combined. The use of no-till or low-till planting methods, which means the topsoil is disturbed as little as possible, is now used on more than half of the corn, cotton, soybean, and wheat planted across the nation. That's more than 200 million acres. And the use of cover crops continues to grow, increasing 50% between 2012 and 2017. These practices not only reduce the amount of water, fertilizer, and pesticides needed for crops, they help keep carbon trapped in the soil and out of the atmosphere. The beef industry, which has become a target in the environmental debate, is also making great strides. Beef production accounts for just 2% of U.S. greenhouse gas emissions, much lower than the global average. Almost half of all farm acres are used as permanent pasture land. Those lands are good for raising cattle, and the soil remains undisturbed, which ensures it can continue retaining carbon. It's estimated that the land cattle graze contains 10 to 30% of the carbon stored in soil, making them crucial for carbon sequestration. These advances are being made in all 50 states and Puerto Rico by families on both large and small farms. Critics like to point the finger at so-called factory farms, but the reality is, of the just more than 2 million farms in America, almost all of them are family-owned, and 1.9 million of them are classified by the government as small family farms. We need operations of all sizes if we are to feed a country that is about to surpass a population of 330 million people and a world that will soon pass the 8 billion mark. We will meet the challenges ahead while protecting the environment by working together. It's one of the reasons AFBF was a founding member of the Food and Agriculture Climate Alliance. The group, now more than 80 member organizations strong, consists of agriculture, food, forestry, sportsmen, and environmental groups. Naysayers might claim Farm Bureau and groups like the Environmental Defense Fund and the Nature Conservancy don't have anything in common. But we all saw the need to break through historical barriers to find solutions to our environmental challenges. Together, FACA came up with more than 40 recommendations that are having a real impact, helping to shape the growing Climate Solutions Act, which passed in the Senate with bipartisan support, and USDA's new Partnership for Climate Smart Commodities pilot programs, which are a direct outcome of FACA's work, according to Secretary Vilsack. Both respect the role of farmers. Together, we can be proud of the advancements we have made in climate smart practices and our commitment to continuous improvement. Can we do more? Absolutely. But it will take all of us, not just the farmers and ranchers, to create a better world. That doesn't happen by mandates or by perpetuating a false narrative. It will happen through honest dialogue about investments in innovation and partnerships with farmers. It's easy to forget that we live in a country with an abundance of safe, healthy, and affordable food. Without the worry of where our next meal will come from, we're free to pursue our dreams and careers. Agricultural advances give many that freedom, with only 2% of the population now supplying food to the other 98%, a complete reversal over the decades. It's really important for us as farmers to deliver the message about our commitment. Remember that 87% of the public trusts farmers. However, very few understand how food is produced. Farmers are in the best position to provide an honest window into agriculture. Sharing real, positive stories from the farm is one of the most effective ways to counter misinformation. America is listening. Let's reassure all those who put their faith in us that we are humbled by it and determined to do the right thing for our land and our animals. COVID-19-induced market shifts continue to upend many aspects of the food supply chain, from widespread transportation hurdles complicating the movement of inputs and goods to the lingering pressures of underlying inflation on consumer purchasing behavior. USDA's latest cold storage report reveals the impacts of these factors and others, such as the past year's drought on stores of some core food items. The monthly report provided by USDA's National Agricultural Statistics Service shows the end-of-month volume commodities and longer-term cooled storage throughout the U.S. An important market-moving report, it covers most commodities that require cold transport, ranging from eggs to fruits and vegetables to dairy and meat. The January 2022 report reflects the ending year stocks for 2021. AFBF on Monday submitted comments to the Environmental Protection Agency on the agency's plan to write a new Waters of the U.S. rule. AFBF, along with 21 other agricultural organizations, recommended the Biden administration withdraw the proposed rule, citing jurisdictional issues and lack of stakeholder engagement. Farmers and ranchers rely on clean water to grow the food America's families rely on, so we work hard to protect the resources we're entrusted with, said AFBF President Zippy Duvall. We need rules that are clear and can be interpreted by farmers without spending thousands of dollars on legal fees. We had that with the Navigable Waters Protection Rule. The proposed new rule threatens to take us back to vague and complicated regulations that will keep farmers from growing the nation's food while protecting the environment. What a difference a year can make. After a near-record number of Chapter 12 farm bankruptcy filings in 2020, according to data from the U.S. courts, Chapter 12 bankruptcy filings were down an incredible 50% in 2021. The number of Chapter 12 filings in 2021 is the lowest in the last decade, and this is the first time in at least 10 years that there were fewer than 300 filings. The decrease in bankruptcy filings is a noteworthy shift given the significant increases in the number of bankruptcies over the previous 3 years. The Macoupin County Agriculture Education Foundation is offering 1-1500, 1-1000, and 7-500 scholarships for the upcoming 2022-23 school year to students wishing to pursue agriculture majors. The foundation offers the scholarships to provide encouragement and financial assistance to Macoupin County residents and or students of Macoupin County schools who display well-balanced attributes of good citizenship, commitment to activities, and scholastic ability. The applicant must be a graduating high school senior or a current college student who plans to attend or is attending an Illinois junior college, university, or career technical education program and majoring in agriculture. Applications are available through your high school guidance counselor, high school ag instructor, or the Macoupin County Farm Bureau. An electronic copy of the application can be requested by contacting the Farm Bureau office by telephone or by email at mcfb@gomadison.com. All applications must be submitted to the Farm Bureau office by March 25th, and any questions can be directed to the Farm Bureau office at 217-854-2571. And on behalf of the Macoupin County Farm Bureau, where membership means value, I am Mark Duggar. Have a great day, and God bless America.